Happy Sabbath to all. Wow, you guys sound so bad. Terrible. Terrible. Happy Sabbath. Over on this side. Let's just try, just for fun. Let me just play around a little bit. This section. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
That's better. Here you too. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
You know, everything is about just, you know, trying to get better. Let's see in the back, the guys in the back. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Oh, they're a small group, but they sound good. They sound really good. Well, it's always good to be here, and it's good that we came back safe from Cuba. We were thinking probably we're going to stay there. But for all of those who were wishing for me to stay there, no, I came back. So we are here, and thank God it was a blessing. And I can say this in the name of the union over there, because we probably spent most of the time with the union, the press, and all of them there. And they said they're just sending their greetings to you guys, which is awesome, because that's what they do over there. They send greetings. They can't send you anything else, sorry, but at least greetings. So at least you say thank you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. You are learning really fast. Good, good. You know what? Today we are going to be talking a little bit about celebration. Yes, it's true. And I just want to tell you that as Hispanics, you know we are loud. You know, Dante Marufo is loud, but I'm not a perfect example of a Hispanic. But doesn't matter. Many Hispanics who are here, raise your hand. Look at them. They are loud. They are loud. And they really enjoy being loud, because loudness is really good. It's nothing wrong. They keep you awake, right? They keep you like, yes, you know, there. So we are loud. When we celebrate birthdays, we are loud. If you have neighbors who are Hispanics and we talk about that, they are loud. You know, they're like, boom, boom, boom. The music, they're like, go to sleep. And you can't go to sleep. And they're going to be celebrating for hours and hours and eating for hours and hours. And when you think they're done, they keep eating and being loud for hours and hours to come. And you're thinking, the Lord, please come show up very soon, because I don't want them around. But they are there, and we are here to stay. So, so we are loud, but we like to celebrate. Especially, we take almost any reason to celebrate. We celebrate birthdays, we celebrate quinceañeras, we celebrate graduations, we celebrate almost anything. And it's good. I'm probably a little bit different than you. Birthdays are really big among Hispanics. But for my birthday, I didn't celebrate it the same as everybody else. All my friends, they were really loud and music, eating. And for me, it wasn't like that. We didn't have enough money. So my mom, the only thing she asked me was, what do you want to eat for your birthday? So that was a huge thing for me. And because back then, I used to still like spaghetti, meaning tallarines con pollo or something like that. I said, Mom, I want tallarines con pollo. Yes, mijito, I'm going to make that. So coming from school, open the door, go running. Did you make tallarines con pollo? Yes, mijo. And she opened the pot, and there was the smell coming. And around 12 right now, you're probably thinking about food. Pastor, why do you have to talk about food? Every time you preach, you talk about food. And we are hungry. I know. I'm hungry too. But you have to stay for the sermon. So we smelled that. I was like, yes, tallarines. And I did it really loud all the time. Tallarines, yes. Because it was good. I enjoyed it. Another example of that, joyful moment, finding moments really good moments, because you celebrate when moments are good. That's what happened. You celebrate birthdays and you get excited because the moment is good. Pastors in this church, if you don't know, all the pastors in this church, we like to celebrate a lot. And we get together during the week when we get together as pastors, and the first question is, whose birthday is this week or this month? And they're like, it's my birthday. Yes, because we go out to a restaurant and eat. And we all get together, you know. Sometimes Kara, who is singing here, she also goes with us. Sometimes even Pastor Marlene. Some people that don't, they come to church, but they are our friends, come and celebrate. So we go eat. And as we celebrate eating, we also sing the birthday, you know, happy birthday to you. But really loud, different voices. Pastor Choi goes, you know, with a different kind of tone. Never heard that tone before. But he said it's good. And people is like, okay, that's good. I don't know, you know, probably, I don't know. But he sings really good. Everybody really loud. And everybody, wow, happy birthday. We enjoy eating, celebrating things. We enjoy the moment. And I'm telling you all of this because I want to bring something. I want you to start moving from celebration of big moments to the celebration of God, God's salvation. And for me, that's huge. I don't know for you. For me, being saved by Jesus Christ who died on the cross, God being my Father, that's a huge, huge thing that deserves a celebration. But more than that, deserves to be joyful. You see, I don't hear anything. Amen. Deserves to be joyful. Amen. He deserves everything from us. And that's something that I want you to get it. And Psalms 81 talks about that. So if you open your Bible in Psalms 91, oh, sorry, 81. Where are my glasses? Here, 81. I want you to read with me. Before that, as you are looking at your Bible for Psalms 81, and as you notice, I wasn't creative enough for a title, so it's very simple, Psalms 81. So you don't have to guess, Psalms 81. I think the next one is going to be also my Bible text. Every sermon is going to be like that, so I don't have to be guessing. First, I want to tell you, this Psalms was not written by David. And many people have this general idea that David wrote all the Psalms. That's not true. He only wrote 73 of them, and this is not one of them. Actually, one of the music directors, Asaph, is the one who wrote this psalm, and he wrote also 12 more. The original books are divided in 5 different books, and this is book number 3. And all the books, all the psalms are poems that usually they sing and they just do it. They do the right thing, let's put it like that, when they play it with some string music. David is the one who brought the idea of singing songs with a harp. That's why you see in the movies like somebody trin, 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 doing the harp, kind of very, very angelical and all of that. So that is the idea. But also this psalm that you are going to be reading with me was a psalm that was used to celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles. And the Feast of the Tabernacles, the idea was that you get together as people of Israel and we remember what God has done for us as a Jewish, if I am a Jewish, what God has done for us when he delivered the people of Israel from Egypt. So many of them, they just put these tents everywhere, and they had a home, they leave the home to live in a tent for 10 days, and they were celebrating how God delivered the people of Israel from the Egyptians. And I think that was a big thing, because here, what someone wrote was this. It's like this. The feast was a time of celebrating the joy of forgiveness and reconciliation with God and his bountiful provisions for his people. It was the most, and I'm going to repeat that, it was the most joyous of the Jewish feasts. The rabbis used to say that one who had not witnessed the celebration of this feast did not know what joy was all about. So if you never watched that, which is me, I never watched that, and probably you too, never watched this kind of celebration, then you don't know what joy is all about. Whatever joyful reaction you have, that's nothing. So whatever joyful reaction you had, I don't know if it's compared to the Super Bowl. If you and the Super Bowl are, yes, that's nothing. This was really what joy was all about. But they were celebrating that joy because of God. God did something for them. I'm going to ask one of you, and I have my mic here. I'm going to ask one of you, probably 3 of you, to read the first verse of Psalms number 81. So I'm going to move around. And if you don't look at me, then I'm going to pick you. Because some of you guys starting to look down like, Pastor Dante is coming this way. Where is the Bible? We are, you know, kind of like automatically. So let's see. If I look around, let's see. Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah, he looks happy. Okay. You have 81, right? Psalm 81, verse number 1. That's all you have to read.
Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob.
Terrible. Thank you very much. But it was terrible. Terrible. I know, you probably feel bad, but I am a visitor here. Doesn't matter. That was terrible. But thank you. But I love you. I love you. All right, let's move around here. Let's see who else can read. Oh, here, I see. Oh, she's looking for the psalm. She's just finding Psalm 81. Look for 81. She's on her phone. You thought she's going to be faster than that, right? Let's see, 81, verse 1. That's it. She's ready.
Sing for joy.
Oh, Mike.
Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob.
Amen.
And the husband is supporting, amen. It was okay, much better, you know, but she did it better. Maybe because she's, where are you from? What is your background? Chinese, that's probably why. Chinese, that's probably why. Because what is your background? No background at all. Just. Oh, that's you see, when you have a background, it's different. Oh, but that's good. So let's move here. Let's see. What about, yeah, you? Can you read it? Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, she already have it. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Verse 1,
that's it.
Sing for joy to God, our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob.
Thank you, David. Really appreciate it. You disappoint me. You are Hispanic, man. You should be better. All right, so I'm going to need help here. Who can read verse number 1 really? I mean, the way it's supposed to be. I mean, come on. Who can do it? Oh, there is a brother here. This morning happened the same thing. One guy, like, I can do it. And they are all guys. Huh. Okay, bro. Read it the way it's supposed to be.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Yeah. Much better. Much better. Yeah. Good. You see, they almost applaud to you even. You're famous now. You're famous. Now you can give free autographs outside when I'm standing just there. But you know what? That was much better. That was the way almost, and I say almost, this morning, the person was like, really? The passion was there. The joy was there. And this Bible text, the number 1, has an exclamation mark for a reason. The symbol is there. But we don't read it like that. Some of us, our lives, we just live our lives the way we read the Bible. Yes. The way we read the Bible, that's the way we walk. And we show our joy. The Bible is very clear when we read this Bible text that there's supposed to be joy. There's supposed to be loudness. And it's not because you are loud. And it's not because you are from China. And it's not because you don't have a background. It's not because you are Peruvian or Mexican. It's because the Lord deserves our joy. And that makes a huge difference. The Lord has done so many things for them that the first thing the Bible text says is that you need to joy for the Lord. I'm going to read it from the contemporary version. Be happy and shout to God who make us strong. Shout praises to God of Jacob. Sing as you play tambourines and the lovely sounding strings of instruments. Sound the trumpets and start the new moon festival. We must also celebrate when the moon is full. This is the law in Israel, and it was given to us by the God of Jacob. The descendants of Joseph were told to obey it when God led them out from the land of Egypt. And I'm going to stop there. It was so necessary for them to think that way that it was a rule. You better start thinking different. Because I don't want you to forgive the things I have done for you, said God. So I'm going to make it a rule. I know you don't like to celebrate. You probably even hate it. But I'm going to tell you something. You celebrate. And you are supposed to be joyful for the Lord. To what point the Lord has to get to make sure that you and I get the point? You know, I went to Cuba and I find people rejoicing out of joy for many different reasons. With a life that is just so much against them. But they rejoice. They rejoice. Now the Bible text also said this. I didn't finish number 5. I'm going to repeat. The descendants of Joseph were told to obey it when God led them out from the land of Egypt. In a language unknown to me, I heard someone say. Now it seems to be that the tone of the whole psalm changes. The first 5 verses is about celebration. It's about the joy that God has done something for us. But then suddenly the director wrote something there that says, but then. I mean, everything was good, was joyful, let's get excited about it. But then, a strange voice, something I didn't recognize before. A strange voice said something to me. And that part is the sad part for me. That part is the message that I need to know and I want to share for you. The first part is something I wish I can know better. And I think we are going to understand more and more after you read the last part. The next part is the part of sadness for me. And as I read that part, the Bible says this. In a language unknown to me, I heard someone say, I lifted the burden from your shoulder and took the heavy basket from your hands. When you were in trouble, I rescued you. And from the thunder clouds, I answered your prayers. Later on, I tested you at Meribah Spring. Listen, my people, while I, the Lord, correct you. Israel, if you will only pay attention to me, don't worship gods, and bow down to gods you know nothing about. I am the Lord your God. I rescued you from Egypt. You ask, and I will give you whatever you need. But my people, Israel, you refuse to listen, and you will have nothing to do with me. So I let you be stubborn and keep on following your own advice. My people, Israel, if only you would listen and do as I say, I, the Lord, will quickly defeat your enemies with my mighty power. Everyone who hates me will come crawling, and that will be the end of them. But I will feed you with the finest bread and with the best honey until you were full. Everything is good. But then the people of Israel just ignore all the past. They ignore what God did for them. And they choose to follow any other way, any other God. But more than that, they refuse to remember and they forgot what God has done for them. Now my question to you is this. Do you think God is doing something for you? Do you remember what God has done for you 3 hours ago? Do you remember what God has done for you yesterday? Maybe you don't remember yesterday. What about 2 days ago, this week? Do you remember something that God has done for you that you can rejoice? If you do, why are you so sad in this church when we come to worship and we don't really even worship to the Lord and get quiet? Why don't you lift your voice together when they sing and you also sing praises to the Lord? You know, there are things in the Bible that we should be aware that God has a message for us. And being joyful because God has done many things for us is one of those things. If you don't have a reason to be joyful, I'm going to give you one because I want to help you. Be joyful because Pastor Dante came back alive from Cuba and he's here. Yeah. That's at least a good reason, isn't it? But there are other things. Be joyful that you woke up this morning. And this morning that you woke up, and with the age you have, probably old or young, you had the energy to just dress up, look at the mirror, and look yourself that you look good, and you're going to go to church, and you are here. That deserves praise and worship. Are there other things that you can be joyful about? There are many things, big and small. But the Lord wants you to remember that each one of them deserves the Lord to be praised for. We forget all of that. And when we forget about God, we start looking for everything else when we come to worship. Do you realize that? Because we come to worship just sometimes thinking, let's see, hey, have you seen? Look at the hairstyle, man. I don't like it. How can he come with a hairstyle like that to church? Look at that. The hair is standing like that. Pastor Dante looks much better than that. I keep using myself as an example. When we come to church with the wrong idea of worship, we forget the reason why we come here to church. Today, this moment, is time for worship. Today, this moment, is time to celebrate. And yes, we are all different. And we come from different places in the world, and we come from different places in this community. But the reality is that God is one, and God has done something in your life that you can celebrate today. Why do we get quiet about it? Why don't we react to that? Why don't we bring everything we have before God? There's a person that I don't remember the name, but I know the person. Now that we went to Cuba, we found this guy in a church. Many places over there, and like in many other Hispanic countries, people are very friendly. And you know that if you've been in other places, in South America or Central America. Friendly, they want to just give you everything. So the pastor, the president from the union, he takes different churches as they worship. Because at this week, actually today, they finished an evangelistic meeting with different pastors coming from the New Jersey conference or something like that. They are there and they are preaching. So they're finished this week. So we were walking. I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. We went to this church. Everybody said hello. Oh, Pastor Dante, hello, hello. We were not prepared, but the pastor went up front and every church and said, we have visitors from California, Asher Hills, the second biggest church in California. We're like, you don't have to say all of that, but okay. Pastor, do you have a few words? And I'm like, okay, hello, and all that kind of stuff. They want to make you feel welcome. But as we go back and sit, and the pastor starts preaching, there is someone who begins to be really annoying. And you probably say, Pastor, are you really saying that? Yeah. Because you were not there, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm sitting there in the back with my wife, and I keep hearing from the front someone in Spanish saying practically all the time during the whole sermon, saying, Alabado sea el Señor, Alabado sea el Señor. Alabado sea el Señor. Just like that. And I'm not lying to you. He didn't need a microphone to be heard all the way to the back. He didn't need anything else to be really annoyed. You couldn't even understand the sermon because every time the pastor said something, Alabado sea el Señor. Alabado sea el Señor. Aleluya. Alabado sea el Señor. And you probably will think, well, he's not an Adventist. Adventists don't say that. We are quiet, right, Pastor? Well, these Adventists are. The ones over there are not seems to be. Alabado sea el Señor. Alabado sea el Señor. I'm here like, wow, okay, that's a little too much. Everybody's fine. Everybody's normal. Everybody like, amen. But he was really loud. At the end of the sermon, I was eager to meet who was that person saying, Alabado sea el Señor all the time. So I'm sitting there, and this person through the middle aisle, everybody walks through the center going out, just like we do here. Everybody lives like that and living. And I see the guy approaching. And he's shaking hands. And he's just like, brother, how are you? He kind of like remind me this pastor named Dante Marrufo. Loud, moving a lot. Like, wow, brother, good to see you here. Yeah, give me a good one. Wow, look at you, bro. I mean, like, really? Really? I'm mild compared to him. And as he's leaving, I'm watching the guy, and he's leaving. Hello, brother, good. Welcome from California. Good to have you here. Alabado sea el Señor. Like, okay. Alabado sea el Señor. And he's outside. And we go outside. Everybody's leaving. And he's there standing. And he's repeating, you know what, Pastor, I have to tell you my story. I have to tell you a little bit about my story. Yeah, go ahead. You look so enthusiastic, you know, like you have lots of energy. Go ahead, say it. And as he's telling me the story, he just talking to me and he said, Pastor, turn around. You see all those houses? Yeah. You see that house? I've been in each one of those houses. Really? Yeah. I was a thief. I was going into each one of those houses, taking TVs, taking beds, taking clothes, everything I could find. I steal from each one of those houses, Pastor. Wow. Yeah, you know, we don't have money. And it's true. Many people steal from some places, not because they want it, because they need to sell that in the black market so they can get enough money to finish the week. Something to eat. So I'm here listening. And then he stopped for a while. And he's like, yeah, I did all of that. And then he stops and he said, but you know what, Pastor? Now I'm an elder. I'm an elder in church. And he starts crying and said, and praise the Lord, because I'm here and his blood saved. Praise the Lord, he repeat twice. And everybody look at him, yes, brother. I was annoyed by his noise, by his loudness. But he has a reason. He did have a reason why he was loud and praising the Lord. Do you have a reason? Do I have a reason? Do you have a reason? Do you have a reason? It's so difficult for us to understand that God is just trying to bring back in your memory, remove something there, make a shortcut so you can realize that at least the least thing he's asking you to be joyful about is that he is your Savior and he has changed your life. And that makes a huge difference. We are not telling you to be joyful because we have lighting, because we have great music. We're not telling you to be joyful because we have great preachers. We're not telling you to be joyful and come to the church because this is a huge, beautiful church. If you come for the right reason, God wants you to be joyful because he saved you. Because Jesus died on the cross for you. And there's nothing else bigger than that to be joyful about. What are you going to do? How are you going to think about this thing about being joyful? Pastor, you are Latino. Yes, you are. Yes. I'm not like that. That's fine. But sing. You can sing, right? You can lift your voices up to God, right? You can do something as simple as singing because God likes to hear that. Yes, we are humans. Yes, it's difficult. But you can also worship God by being joyful about it.